Hey, help! Let it be not four, by the day I'll be hanged.
Charles's wain is o'er the new chimney, and yet our horse not packed? Huh? What, hustler?
I prithee, Tom, beat cut saddle. Put a few flocks in the point. The poor jade is wrung in the withers, out of all cess.
Oh. Peas and beans are as dankier as a dog. And that's the next way to give poor jades the bots. His house has turned upside down since Robin Oslow died.
Mm, poor fellow, he's never joyed since the price of oats rose. Where's the death of him?
I think this be the most villainous house in all London Road for fleas. I'm stung like a tench.
Oh, what, Oslow? Come away, you'll be hanged! Come away!
Oh, I've a gammon of bacon and two raisins of ginger to be delivered as far as Charing Cross.
God's body, the turkeys in my panny are quite starved.
Come, neighbour Muggs. We'll call up the gentlemen. They'll come along with company, for they've great charge.
What, our chamberlain?
Her hand, quoth Big Purse. Good morning, Master Peter. It owns current that I told you yesternight. There's a franklin in the Weald of Kent has brought 300 marks with him in gold. Mm. I heard him tell it to one of his party last night at supper. A kind of auditor. One that hath abundance of charge to God knows what. Here. They're up already and call for eggs and butter. They will away presently.
Sir, if they meet not with St. Nicholas Clark's, I'll give thee this neck.
Nay, I'll none of it. I pray thee keep that for the hangman, for I know thou worshippest St. Nicholas as truly as a man of falsehood may.
Talkest thou to me of the hangman? If I hang, I'll make a fat pair of gallows, for if I hang, old Sir John hangs with me, and thou knowest he's no starveling. Doctor, there are other Troyans that thou dreamest not of, the which, for sport's sake, are content to do the profession some grace, that would, if matters should be looked into, for their own credit's sake, would make all whole. I'm joined with no foot landmakers, no long staff sixpenny strikers, none of your mad moustache shall purple you malt worms, but with nobility and tranquility, burgomasters and great honours. Give me your hand. Thou shalt have a share in our purchase as I am a true man.
Nay, rather let me have it as thou art a false thief.
Come, shelter, shelter.
I have removed Falstaff's horse, and he frets like a gummed velvet.
Stand close.
Poins and be hanged! Poins!
Peace, you fucking new rascal. What a brawling dost thou keep?
Where's Poins, Hal?
He's walked up to the top of the hill. I'll go seek him.
I'm accursed to rob in that thief's company. The rascal hath removed my horse and tied him I know not where. If I travel but 4 foot further afoot, I shall break my wind. Poins, Hal! Oh, plague on you both. Bardolph, Peto! I'll starve ere I'll rob a foot further. 8 yards of uneven ground is 70 miles afoot with me, and the stony-hearted villains know it well enough. Oh, a plague upon it when thieves cannot be true one to another. A plague on you all. Give me my horse, you rogues. Give me my horse and be hanged.
Peace, you guts. Lie down. Lay thine ear close to the ground and list if thou canst hear the tread of travellers.
Have ye any levers to lift me up again, being down? Splud, I'll not bear my own flesh so far afoot again for all the coin in thy father's exchequer. What a plague mean you to colt me thus?
Oh, thou liest. Thou art not coated, thou art uncoated.
Oh, my good Prince Hal, help me to my horse, good King's son.
Not your rogue. Shall I be your ostler?
Hang thyself in thine own heir-apparent garters. If I be ta'en, I'll peach for this, and I have not ballads made on you all and sung to filthy tunes. Let a cup of sack be my poison.
Stand!
So I do, against my will.
Oh, 'tis our setter. I know his voice. Bardolph!
Casey! Casey, on with your visor. There's many of the kings coming down the hill. 'Tis going to the king's exchequer.
You lie, you rogue. 'Tis going to the king's tavern.
There's enough to make us all.
To be hanged.
Sirs, you three shall front them in the narrow lane.
What?
Ned Poins and I will walk lower. If they escape from your encounter, then they light on us.
How many be there of them?
Some 8 or 10.
Zounds! Will they not rob us?
What a coward, Sir John Paul.
Well, indeed, I'm not John O'Gaunt, your grandfather, but yet no coward, Hal.
I'll leave that to the proof. Sirrah Jack, thy horse stands behind the hedge. When thou leadst him, there shall thou find him.
Now cannot I strike him if I should be hanged?
Come on.
Ned, where are our disguises?
Here. Hard by. Stand close.
Now, my masters, happy man be his dole, say I. Every man to his business. Strike! Down with them! Cut the villains' throats! Aye, a horse and cavalry! Great and fit name! They hate us, you! Down with them! Now, my masters, let us to horse before day. And the prince and point be not two arrant cowards. There's no equity stirring. There's no more valour in that point than in a wild duck.
Not with my jeans. Falstaff sweats to death. He lards the lean earth as he walks along. Were not for laughing, I would pity him.
Ooh, how the fat rogue roared.
But for mine own part, my lord, I could be well contented to be there in respect of the love I bear your house. He could be contented. Why is he not, then? In respect of the love he bears our house, he shows in this he loves his own barn better than he loves our house. Let me see some more. And the purpose you undertake is dangerous. Why, that's certain. It is dangerous to take a cold, to sleep, to drink. But I tell you, my lord fool, out of this nettle danger, we pluck this flower, safety. And the purpose you undertake is dangerous. The friends you have named uncertain. The time itself unsorted, and your whole plot too light for the counterpoise of so great an opposition. Say you so. I say unto you again, you're a shallow, cowardly hind, and you lie. What a lack brain is this. By the Lord, our plot is a good plot as ever was laid. Our friends true and constant. A good plot, good friends, and full of expectation. An excellent plot. Very good friends. What a frosty, spirited rogue is this. Why, my lord of York commends the plot in the general course of the action. Zounds! And I'm an hour by this rascal I could brain him with his lady's fan. Is there not my father, my uncle, and myself? Lord Edmund Mortimer, my lord of York, and Owen Glendower? Is there not besides the Douglas? Have I not all their letters to meet me in arms by the 9th of the next month, and are they not some of them set forward already? What a pagan rascal is this, an infidel! You shall see now. Out of very sincerity of fear and cold heart will he to the king and lay open all our proceedings. Oh, I could divide myself and go to buffets for moving such a dish of skim milk with so honourable an action. Hang him! Let him tell the king. We're prepared. I will set forward tonight. How now, Kate? I must leave you within these 2 hours.
My good lord, why are you thus alone? For what offence have I this fortnight been a banished woman from my Harry's bed? Tell me, sweet lord, what is that takes from thee thy stomach, pleasure, and thy golden sleep? Why dost thou bend thine eyes upon the earth and start so often when thou sittest alone? Why hast thou lost the fresh blood in thy cheeks and given my treasures and my rights of thee to thick-eyed musing and cursed melancholy? In thy faint slumbers, I by thee have watched and heard thee murmur tales of iron wars, speak terms of manage to thy bounding steed, cry, courage, to the field! And thou hast talked of sallies and retires, of trenches, tents, of palisados, frontiers, parapets, of basilisks, of cannon, culverin, of prisoners' ransom, and of soldiers slain, and all the currents of a heady fight. Thy spirit within thee hath been so at war, and thus hath so bestirred thee in thy sleep, that beads of sweat have stood upon thy brow, like bubbles in a late disturbed stream. And in thy face, strange motions have appeared, such as we see when men restrain their breath on some great sudden hest. What portents are these? Some heavy business hath my lord in hand, and I must know it, else he loves me not.
What ho! Is Gilliam's with the packet gone?
He is, my lord, an hour ago.
Hath Butler brought those horses from the sheriff?
One horse, my lord. He bought even now.
What horse? A roan, a crop here, is it not?
It is, my lord.
That roan shall be my throne. Well, I will back him straight. Oh, Esperance.
But hear you, my lord.
What says thou, my lady?
What is it carries you away?
Why, my horse, my lord, my horse.
Out, you mad-headed ape! A weasel has not such a deal of spleen as you are tossed with. If faith. I'll know thy business, Harry, that I will. I fear my brother Mortimer doth stir about his title and hath sent for you to line his enterprise. But if you go...
So far afoot, I shall be weary, love.
Oh, come, come, you parakeeto, answer me directly unto this question that I ask. Give face, I'll break thy little finger, Harry, and if thou wilt not tell me all things true...
Ah! Away! Away, you trifler! Love! I love thee not. I care not for thee, Kate. This is no world to play with mammets and to tilt with lips. We must have bloody noses and cracked crowns and pass them current, too. God me, my horse! What sayst thou, Kate? What wouldst thou have of me?
Do you not love me? Do you not indeed? Well, do not then, for since you love me not, I will not love myself. Oh. You not love me? They tell me if you speak in jest or no.
Come. Will you see me ride? And when I'm on horseback, I will swear I love thee infinitely. But hark you, Kate. I must not have you henceforth question me whither I go nor reason whereabouts. Whither I must. And to conclude, this evening must I leave you, gentle Kate. I know you're wise. But yet no farther wise than Harry Percy's wife. Constant you are, but yet a woman. And for secrecy, no lady closer, for I well believe thou wilt not utter what thou dost not know. And so far will I trust thee, gentle Kate.
How so far?
Not an inch further. But hark you, Kate. Whither I go, thither shall you go too. Today will I set forth, tomorrow you. Will this content you, Kate?
It must. Forced.
Then, pretty come out of that fat room. Let me thy hand to laugh a little. Where has been held? Three or four loggerheads amongst three or four score hogs have sounded the very bass string of humility. Said I'm sworn brother to a leash of drawers. And call them all by their christened names. Tom, Dick, and Francis. They take it already upon their salvation, and though I be Prince of Wales yet, I'm the king of courtesy. And tell me flatly, I'm no proud jack like Falstaff, but a Corinthian, a lad of metal. A good boy. By the Lord, so they call me. When I'm King of England, I shall command all the good lads in Eastcheap.
Old Sir John and a few dozen more are at the door. Shall I let them in?
Let them alone a while. And how of all humours that have showed themselves humours since the old days of good man Adam, the pupilage at this present 12 o'clock at midnight. I'm not yet to... Percy's mind, the hot spur of the north. He that kills me some 6 or 7 dozen Scots at a breakfast, washes his hands and says to his wife, fie upon this quiet life, I want work. Oh, my sweet Harry, says she, how many hast thou killed today? Give my roan horse a drench, says he, and answers some 14 an hour after. A trifle, a trifle. I prithee call in Falstaff.
I'll play Percy, and that damn Braun shall play Dame Mortimer, his wife. Falstaff! Heroes! There's the drunkard! Call in Ribs! Call in Tallow!
Oh, well, welcome, Jack! Where hast thou been?
Plague of all cowards, I say. And of vengeance, too, Marion, amen. Give me a cover sack, boy. Had I lead this life long, I'll sew nether stocks and mend them and foot them, too. Plague of all cowards. Give me a cover sack, rogue. Is there no virtue extant?
Didst thou never see Titan kiss a dish of butter? Pitiful-hearted Titan that melted at the sweet tale of the suns. If thou didst, then behold that compound.
Are you a rogue? There's lime in this sack, too. There's nothing but roguery to be found in villainous man. But a coward is worse than a copper sack with lime in it, a villainous coward. Oh, go thy ways, old Jack. Die when thou wilt. If manhood, good manhood, be not forgot upon the face of the earth, then am I a shotten herring. There lives not three good men unhanged in England. And one of them is fat and grows old. God help the wild, it's a bad world, I say. I would a weaver, I could sing psalms or anything. Plague all cowards, I say still.
Now, Woolsack, what mutter you?
You're a king's son. If I do not beat thee out of thy kingdom with the dagger of Laugh and drive all thy subjects afore thee like a flock of wild geese, I'll never wear hair on my face more. You, Prince of Wales.
Why, you horsing round man, what's the matter?
Be I not you a coward? Answer me that, and Poins there.
Soon's you fat paunch. You call me a coward? By the Lord, I'll stab him.
I call thee coward? Oh, see, thee damned I call thee coward. But I'd give £1,000 I could run as fast as thou canst. Oh, you're straight enough in the shoulders. You care not who sees your back. Call you that backing of your friends? A plague upon such backing. Give me them that'll face me. Give me a cup of sack. I'm a rogue if I drunk today. Come on.
Thy lips are scarce white since thou drunkst last.
All's one for that. Plague of all cowards, I say still.
What's the matter?
What's the matter? There'll be three of us here have turned £1,000 this day morning.
Where is it, Jack? Where is it?
Where is it? Ten from us it is. 100 upon poor three of us.
100?
I'm a villain if I was not at half sword with a dozen of them. 2 hours together. I've escaped by miracle. I make time thrust through the doublet, four through the hose. My buckler cut through and through. My sword hacked like a handsaw. Ecce signum. I never dealt better since I was a man. All would not do, plague or cowards. Let them speak. If they speak more or less than truth, they're villains and the sons of darkness.
Speak, sirs, how was it?
We three set upon some dozen.
16 at least, my lord, and bound them.
No, they were not bound.
They were bound, every one of them, or I'm a Jew, an Hebrew Jew.
As we were sharing, six or seven fresh men set upon us.
And unbound the rest, and then come in the other.
What do you with them all?
All? I know not what you call all, but if I fought not with 50 of them, then am I a bunch of radish. If there were not 2 or 3 and 50 on poor old Jack, then am I no two-legged creature.
Thank God you have not murdered some of them.
That's past praying for. I've peppered 2 of them, 2 I'm sure I've paid. 2 rogues in buckram suits. I tell thee what, Hal, if I tell thee a lie, spit in my face, call me horse. Thou knowest my old ward. Here I lay. Thus I bore my point. 4 rogues in buckram that drive at me.
What, 4? Thou saidst but 2 even now.
4, Hal, I told thee, 4.
Aye, he said 4.
These 4 came all affront and meanly thrust at me, and made me no more ado, but took all their 7 points from the target. Thus!
Why, there were but 4 even now.
In buckram?
Aye, 4 in buckram suits.
7. By these hills, or I'm a villain else.
No, let me know. We shall have more and more.
Dost thou hear, Hal?
Aye, and mark thee too, Jack.
Do so, if it is worth the listening to. These 9 in buckram that I told thee of.
So, 2 more already.
Their points being broken.
Down to the hose.
They in the ground. But I followed me close, came in, foot to hand. Hup, buddy, yup, boom. And with a thought, 7 of the 11 I paid. But as ill luck would have it, 3 misbegotten knaves in Kendal Green came at my back and led drive at me. For it was so dark, Hal, thou couldst not see thy hand.
These lies are like their father that begets them. Gross as a mountain.
What?
Open.
palpable.
Well,
why, thou clay-brained guts, thou knotty-pated fool, thou horse and obscene, greasy tallow-cat?
Well, the matter is not the truth, the truth.
Why, how couldst thou know these men in Kendal Green when it was so dark thou couldst not see thy hand? Come, tell us your reason. What sayest thou to this?
Come, your reason, Jack, your reason.
What, upon compulsion? Zounds, and I were at the Strapado or all the racks of the world, I would not tell you on compulsion. Give you a reason on compulsion? If reasons were as plentiful as blackberries, I would give no man a reason upon compulsion. I
will no longer be guilty of this sin. Well, this sanguine coward, this bedpresser, this horseback breaker, this huge
hideous blood, you starveling, you eelskin, your dried meat's tongue, your bull's pizzle, you stockfish, you go all for breath to utter what is like these, you tailor's yard, you sheep, you bouquets, you vile standing tongue.
Breathe a while, and then do it again.
Yes, good.
And when thou hast tired thyself in base comparison, hear me speak but this.
Mark, Jack.
We two saw you three set on four and were masters of their wealth. Mark now how a plain tale shall put you down. Then did we two set on you three and with a word outfaced you from your prize. And have it. Yea, and can show it to you here in the house. And Falstaff, you carried your guts away as nimbly, with as quick dexterity, and roared for mercy, and still run and roared as ever I heard bull calf. What a slave art thou to hack thy sword as thou hast done, and then say it was in fight.
Yes, good.
What trick? What device? What starting hole canst thou now find out to hide thee from this open and apparent shame?
Come, Jack, what trick hast thou now?
By the Lord, I knew ye as well as he that made ye. Right, dear my masters, was it for me to kill the heir apparent? Should I turn upon the true prince? Why, thou knowest I'm as valiant as Hercules, but beware instinct. The lion will not touch the true prince. Instinct is a great matter. I was now a coward upon instinct. I shall think the better of myself and thee during my life. I for a valiant lion, thou for a true prince. But by the Lord, lads, I'm glad you have the money.
Hostess, captain of oars, watch today, pray tomorrow.
Lad, boys, hearts of gold, all the titles of good fellowship come to you. What? Shall we be merry? Shall we have a play extempore?
Content, and the argument shall be thy running away.
No more of that, and thou lovest me.
Come now, my lady, the hostess, what sayest thou to me?
To marry, my lord, a nobleman of the court is at door, would speak with you. He says he comes from your father.
Give him as much as will make him a royal man, and send him back again to my mother.
What manner of man is he?
An old man.
Oh, what a gravity out of his bed at midnight. Shall I give him his answer?
Pretty dear,
faith, and I'll send him packing.
Now, sirs, by Our Lady, you fought fair, Peter. So did you, Bardolph. You are lions, too. You ran away upon instinct.
Would not touch the true prince.
No, far.
Faith, I ran when I've seen others run.
Say, oh, Faith, tell me now in earnest, how came Falstaff's sword so hacked?
He hacked it with his dagger and said he would swear truth out of England, but he would make you believe it was done in fight. And persuaded us to do the like.
I had to tickle our noses with spear grass to make them bleed, and then to beslubber our garments with it and swear it was the blood of true men. I did what I did not this 7 years before. I blushed to hear these monstrous devices.
Villain, thou stolest the cup of sack 18 years ago, wert taken with the manor, and ever since thou hast blushed extempore. Here comes Lean Jack, here comes Fairbone. Hello, my sweet creature of combat. How long is to go, Jack, since thou saw thine own need?
My only... when I was about 9 years, Hal, I was not an eagle's talon in the waist. I could have crept into any alderman's thumb ring. A plague of sighing and grief. It blows a man up like a bladder. There's villainous news abroad. Here was Sir John Bracy from your father. You must to the court in the morning. That same mad fellow of the north, Percy.
What?
And here Wales, that gave our Mammon the bastinado and made Lucifer cuckold. Yeah. Swore the devil his own true liege man upon the cross of a Welsh hook. What the plague call you?
Oh, Glendale. Yeah,
Owen, the same. And his son-in-law, Mortimer, an old Northumberland, and that sprightly Scot of Scots, Douglas, he that runs a horseback up a hill perpendicular.
He that rides at high speed and with his pistol kills a sparrow flying.
You've hit it?
So did he never, the sparrow.
there's good metal in that fellow. He will not run.
Why, what a rascal art thou then to praise him so for running?
You're a horseback, you cuckoo, but a foot, he will not budge a foot.
Yes, Jack, upon instinct.
Well, I grant thee upon instinct, yet, well, he's there too, and one more, Dake. And 1,000 blue caps more. Your Worcester is stolen away tonight. Yeah. Your father's beard is turned whiter than you. You may buy land now as cheap as stinking mackerel.
Why then? It is like if there come a hot June, we shall buy maiden heads as they buy hobnails. By the hundreds.
By the mass. Thus is true, lad. It's like we shall have good trading that way. But tell me how. Art thou not horrible afeard? Thou being heir apparent, could the world pick thee out of three such enemies again as that fiend Douglas, that spirit Percy, and that devil Glendower? Art thou not horribly afraid? Doth not thy blood thrill at it?
Not a whit, if it. I lack some of thy instinct.
Thou'll be horribly chid tomorrow when thou comes to thy father, and thou lovest me practice an answer.
Do thou stand for my father? And examine me upon the particulars of my life.
Shall I?
Yes!
Content! Go on! This chair shall be my state, this dagger my scepter, and this cushion my crown. Give me a cup of sack to make my eyes look red, that it may be thought I will. Stand aside, nobility.
This is excellent for.
Weep not, sweet queen. Yes, for trickling tears are vain.
Father, see how he holds his countenance.
For God's sake, lords, convey my trustful queen, for tears to stop the floodgates of her eyes.
He doesn't like one of these harlotry players as ever I'll see.
Peace, good pint pot. Peace, good tickle brain. Harry! I do not only marvel where thou spendest thy time, but also how thou art accompanied. There is a thing, Harry, which thou hast often heard of, and it is known to many in this land by the name of bitch. This bitch, as ancient writers do report, doth defile. So doth the company thou keepest. Now, Harry, I do not speak to thee in drink, but in tears. Not in pleasure, but in passion. Not in words only, but in woes also. And yet, there is a virtuous man whom I have often noted in thy company, but I know not his name.
What manner of man, and it like your majesty?
A goodly portly man, if faith in the court of London, a cheerful look, a pleasing eye, and a most noble carriage. And as I think his age, some 50. By our lady, inclining to 80. And now I remember me. His name is...
Stop!
If that man should be lewdly given, he deceiveth me, for Harry, I see virtue in his look. If then the tree shall be known by the fruit, as the fruit by the tree, then peremptorily I speak it. There is virtue in that false staff. Him keep with, the rest banish. And now, tell me, thou naughty varlet, tell me, where hast thou been this month?
Dost thou speak like a king? Do thou stand for me, and I'll play my father.
What? Depose me?
Yeah!
Well, if thou dost it half so gravely, so majestically, both in word and matter, hang me up by the heels for a rabbit sucker or a bolter's hair.
Well, here I am, Seth.
And here I stand. Now judge my masters.
Now, Harry, whence come you?
My noble lord from Eastcheap.
The complaints I hear of thee are grievous.
Oh, s'blood, my lord, they're false. I'll tickle you for a young principator.
Swear is thou, ungracious boy, henceforth ne'er look on me, thou art violently carried away from grace. There is a devil haunts thee in the likeness of an old, fat man. A ton of man is thy companion. Why dost thou converse with that trunk of humour, that bolting hutch of beastliness, that swollen parcel of craftiness, that huge bombard of that roasted manning tree ox with a pudding in his belly, that reverend vice, that grey iniquity, that father ruffian, that vanity in years. Wherein is he good but to taste sack and drink it? Wherein neat and cleanly but to carve a capon and eat it? Wherein cunning but in craft? Wherein crafty but in villainy? Wherein villainous but in all things? Wherein worthy, but in nothing.
Why, I would your grace would take me with you. Who means your grace?
That villainous, abominable misleader of youth, Falstaff. That old, white-bearded Satan.
Well, my lord, the man I know. But to say that I know more harm in him than in myself would say more than I know. That he is old. Well, the more the pity his white hairs do witness it, but that he is, saving the reverence, a whoremaster. That I utterly deny. If sack and sugar be a fault, God help the wicked. If to be old and merry be a sin, well, then many an old host that I know is damned. If to be fat be to be hated, than Pharaoh's lean kine are to be loved. No, my good lord. Banish Peter. Banish Bartolf. Banish Boyd. But for sweet Jack Falstaff. Kind Jack Falstaff. True Jack Falstaff. Valiant Jack Falstaff. And therefore more valiant, being as he is, old Jack Falstaff. Banish not him, thy Harry's company. Banish not him, thy Harry's company. Banish plump Jack, and banish all the world.
I do. I will.
Hello! The sheriff! The most monstrous watch!
Out your room. Play out the play. I have much to say in the behalf of that Falstaff.
My lord. My lord.
Hey, the devil rides on a fiddlestick. What's the matter?
The sheriff and all the watch are at the door.
The sheriff at the door?
They come to search the house. Shall I let them in?
Just now, here I am. Never call a true piece of gold a counterfeit. Thou art essentially mad without seeming so.
And thou a natural coward without instinct.
I deny your major. If you'll deny the sheriff, so. If not, let him enter. If I become not a cart as well as another man, a plague upon my bringing up. I hope I shall be as soon strangled with a halter as another.
Go hide thee behind the arras. The rest walk up above. Now, my masters, they have a good faith and a true conscience,
both of which I have had, but their date is out, and therefore I'll hide me. Yes!
Call in the sheriff. Sheriff, what's your will with me?
First, pardon me, my lord. A hue and cry hath followed several men unto this house.
What men?
One of them is well known, my gracious lord. A gross, fat man.
As fat as butter.
The man, I do assure you, is not here, for I myself at this time have employed him.
And, Sheriff, I will engage my word to thee that I will, by dinner time tomorrow, send him to answer thee, or any man, for anything he shall be charged withal. So let me entreat you, leave the house.
I will, my lord.
There are two gentlemen, having this robbery lost 300 marks.
It may be so. If he have robbed these men, he shall be answerable. So farewell.
Good night, my noble lord.
I think it is good morrow, is it not?
Indeed, my lord, methinks it be 2 o'clock.
This oily rascal is known as well as Paul's. Go, call him forth. Falstaff!
Behind the arras and snorting like a horse.
Mark how hard he fetches breath.
Search his pockets.
What hast thou found?
Nothing but papers, my lord.
Well, let's see what they be. Read them.
Item a capon, 2 shillings and 2d. Item sauce, 4d. Item sack, 2 gallons, 5 shillings and 8d. Item anchovies and sack after supper, 2 shillings and 6d. Item bread, 1/2.
Oh, monstrous. 1/2 worth of bread to this intolerable deal of sack. What there is else, keep close. We'll read it at more advantage. There, let him sleep till day. Out of the court in the morning. We must all to the wars. Thy place shall be honorable. I'll procure this fat rogue a charge of foot, and I know his death will be a march of 12 score. The money shall be paid back again with advantage. Be with me betimes in the morning. And so good morrow, Ned.
Good morrow, good my lord.